I'd like to welcome each and every individual to Mastermind Partnerships. Hi, my name's Kevin King.
And I'm Steve Minnick, and we will be your facilitators for this call, Over 60 and Loving Life.
And if you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300.
And if you're calling in from outside the United States, please use our U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Well, Kevin, let's just jump right in. Today we're going to be talking about treasure. Fascinating subject. Next week we're going to be talking about trust, relationships, but we're going to focus today on treasure. Last week, we talked about time and the value that we had in writing down our life goal. So this treasure really fits very nicely into how we spend our time and how we're going to do our life's vision. The scriptures say that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And stewardship, of course, of all the, you know, material and money possessions that we have, this third T of treasure is the one that's a little tricky, you know, as to how we do it. Some of us, as we get older, may not have much money, and others, candidly, have an abundance. But for those of us who don't have enough money, we tend to worry about those who have abundance, and we wonder who will be the best steward of what we have and the hard work that we've done to earn what we have and the disciplines of maybe not to spend or at least not to overspend. So we really struggle to get a handle on this topic. And in this season of our lives, we need to be great stewards of our future and to be generous as well. So how do we balance retaining money versus investing money into things which will create a legacy for our family and others, perhaps a nonprofit? So there's not one size fits all on this, so it's probably best to have a mastermind group of people that may consist of all age groups. Without question, we should look at our passion, our life vision. We should check out the people that are in our spheres of influence and really have a plan for how to use our treasure to help support that life vision. In other words, to create a legacy for us and for those around us.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. I recall the story of Warren Buffett, of course, 44-plus billion-dollar, a billionaire investments, and he has children that said, one of the hardest things that their dad ever did for them was to give each one of them $1 billion, but they had to give it away. So they had to give away $1 billion with a B.
Wow.
I mean, most of us probably don't have $1 billion. But if we took those same principles and we applied those to those who are closest to us while we're yet alive and give them some kind of amount of money, and had them give it away, I mean, what would that do for our lives? How cool would that be, you know? I mean, what a great lesson and
awesome
opportunity to share and write and connect and work together to blend the passion that we have and the life vision of others with our own. And the younger we are in giving the gift of giving and becoming generous to others, the deeper that gift is drilled into our DNA. So, Steve, what's the assignment this week?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. Your assignment is to form a mastermind group, which really would consist of, you know, asking a few people if they would like to form a mastermind group to help those in the group achieve their life dreams and goals by learning to be great stewards of the five T's, actually the seven T's now. And it's just really that simple. There's not anything more to it than that. You may or may not have formed a mastermind group yourself in the past. This can be very focused. You can just work through the Over 60 and Loving Life white paper, or there are dozens of other white papers available for your mastermind group to work through. And in fact, the Golden Triangle, the Coffee Connections would also be an excellent way to start a mastermind group. So your mastermind group can be something really as simple and easy as you doing it all on your own, or you can become certified and actually turn that into something that could generate perhaps even an income for you and for those around you in order to have a better lifestyle or to fund other things that you and your friends are passionate about. So resources such as community and business partnerships will assist you to learn how to take your passions, your life vision, blend in your amazing life story and experiences. And yes, we know we often don't believe we have an amazing story, but, you know, trust us, we really do. And yeah, then bring all of that to a point where we can generate income which can support us and give to others and give us a sense of accomplishment. So what's great about all this is that with technology being what it is, and we are able to do this really from anywhere in the world, regardless of our health, it's called IP or intellectual property, and there's an art and a science to capturing what we know and turning it into money.
That's right, Steve. The Life Masteries Institute is a nonprofit organization, for those of you who are on the call, and one of the things that they can really help us with is the actual ability to do that. I mean, our generation, 60 and over, have so much to give, but we often aren't appreciated. The people there in that time of their lives are often not appreciated and don't have the courage to give, maybe, or even those around us don't see the value of what people have to give. One of the things on page 16 of the white paper I really encourage you to check out is the QR code on page 16. It's Tom Kuhn's most recent past president of Century 21, which, of course, is the largest real estate franchise in the world, really remembers fondly about being a teenager and his grandpa, Chappelle, sharing some amazing words of wisdom. Here's what he said. He said, "Tom, you probably won't value what I'm sharing with you right now, but write it down because you'll value it in the future." The truth is that we as a society have really become lazy, that most won't write down what's been said. So we need to write it down for them. One of the things that I recall is my grandma, she died in 2000, so it's been about 15 years ago. It's crazy to think it's been that long. She was 95 and a half years old, and she never, ever lost her lucidity. She never lost capacity to reason and think. She kept writing things down. She kept sharing stories with people. She kept writing missionaries, people that she knew and that people that she loved. And, you know, she never had a lot of money, Steve, but what she did have is she always had enough, and she always gave things away. You couldn't walk into her house without her giving you a little something, a little trinket, or have some candy, or I was thinking of you and I wrapped this up for you. Things that are just really precious. And you know what? She left me a legacy in how I conduct my life with my kids, and I want to be the same way with others. Now, Steve, didn't you have a story about your family as well?
Yeah, you know, my mom was a real giver, and even when she was a little girl, she gave away a warm coat to a kid that had no coat, and she got home, and her grandma, she was raised by her grandparents, her grandma says, "Betty Hanna, where's your coat?" "Well, I gave it away." And her grandma just smiled, and she said, "Well, at least your heart's warm." And, you know,
wow.
When you're being warmed from the inside, yeah, I guess you don't need a coat on the outside. My dad was also a giver, but he was interesting. He did give money, but he was more inclined to give his time and his talents to other people. He loved building things. He loved sharing his time with other people and doing projects either around our house or doing projects for other people. Dad was not the kind of a guy who said the words, "I love you," very often. But those were my love language is words of affirmation. So I really needed to hear that. And even though he was doing things for me and my family, of course, I didn't really get that. It didn't say, "I love you," to me. So in my mid-30s, my dad and I had a long conversation. He had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and thankfully, he was able to get through that and lived a long life after that prostate cancer situation. But, you know, he asked me a question. He said, Are there any things that I could have done or could have said that I didn't say? And I explained, you know, the difference between his love language and my love language. And he looks me straight in the eye and he says, Steve, I love you. It was such a powerful thing because, candidly, it was one of the first times I'd ever had my dad ever say those words. Well, he did live longer, almost 30 years beyond that time. And on his deathbed, he was on a ventilator. And we prayed for Dad, and we knew that the end was, you know, coming soon. And we knew that once we took him off the ventilator, it would simply be a matter of hours, and his spirit would leave his body for forever. But as soon as he got off that ventilator, he did two things. He said amen to the prayers that we'd been praying for him. And then he looked at me, and he said, Steve, I love you. What a powerful legacy. So even though we're talking about treasure, we're not necessarily talking about money. It's giving value of your life, your words, your experiences of sharing your life with other people. That's really the treasure that cannot be measured by a dollar sign followed by some numbers. But it is the most powerful and most valuable thing that we can share with our families. And those of you who are over 60 and you are now learning to love life, please share your story with your family and take the time to learn the personality of your kids and your grandkids. Learn your own personality. You know, there's an easy way to do that. One way that you can easily learn about your personality and others so that you can be a better or bigger part of their life is to simply go to mypersonalitysurvey.net. Again, that's mypersonalitysurvey.net. And invest just 3 quick minutes to complete a personality survey. Again, go to mypersonalitysurvey.net. And take your personality survey right now. You're going to be amazed at what investing just 3 quick minutes will do to change your life and the lives of those around you.
Wow. Well, I'm sure if you're listening to the rebroadcast of this and say, that was an amazing story, those were amazing things that I can implement, do it, pay it forward, like Steve had said. And if you are so inclined, please go to mypersonalitysurvey.net. Do it. Just 3 minutes out of the 10,080 minutes we have, make it happen. And then you can also go to thevisionproject.net. There's even more information there that can help you, and you can even contribute to a group-funded app we're putting together for personalities.
And if you have a question about the material that you've heard in today's session, well, you can contact the individual that invited you to participate, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in from outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based phone number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Hey, Kevin, let's open it up for some questions.
Absolutely. We have Alan Stein, president of Tanglewood Conservatories, on. Alan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thank you for that interesting presentation.
Well, absolutely. What would you like to accomplish? What would you like to share here, Alan? How has this impacted you?
Well, I love that story about the warm coat. That's a jewel. That is really a jewel. I will remember that. That's a great one. I was thinking, I wasn't quite sure what to bring up today. I didn't really have anything. But as you were talking, Steve, I remembered something you said last week that we didn't really have time to circle back to. You had mentioned, I don't remember what we were talking about, Steve, but you'd said that that you were in a higher dimension than I was. And I thought it had to do with because you were not charging clients full value for services or something to that nature. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, it was. It had to do with my perspective on how truthful we were being with our clients, and I was willing to give up commissions so that my clients could be successful, financially successful. And Mark came on and said, well, is there a higher dimension even than that? And then we got into, well, you know, the scripture says that true love is demonstrated when a man will give up his life for his friend. And that, of course, would be the ultimate sacrifice a person could give. So that was the uniqueness of that process. And I'm not entirely sure, Alan, where we went with the conversation after that, but that was kind of the genesis of those comments. And candidly, I don't know if I'm at a higher plane or a higher dimension than you or anybody else around me, but I do know, Alan, that I am extremely passionate about making sure that my clients are getting the very best that I can give them, even if it's going to cost me money. I'll just give you a quick example. My business partner called me into his office, and he said, Steve, hey, I want to get your take on this. And he said, we could share with our clients this plan, and this is a very good plan. It'll make them X number of dollars per month during retirement. Or we can show them this plan over here, which makes them a little bit more money per month for their retirement. Which one should we choose? And I said, well, which one is best for the client? And he said, well, actually, this one over here where they're going to get the more money, it's a safer and a higher income stream, et cetera. And I said, so what's the problem? I mean, that's going to be better for the client. He says, well, it's going to be about $7,000 difference in commissions. And I said, okay, what's the problem? If that plan is better for them and we make less money, okay, I'm fine with that. So that's the conversation. And he, of course, agreed with me. And he was almost baiting me, you know, because he had done the research to make sure that we were going to give our clients the best plan. And because of that, he wanted to go into that meeting knowing that we were going to give something up so that the client would get something better. And that's just the way we roll. That's what we do in our office. We're passionate about it.
So Steve, do you think that it would be possible to be passionate about giving the client the absolute best and making maybe even more money by doing it instead of seeing it as one or the other? Is it possible that in a higher dimension, you both would win, client would get the best, and you would actually make more money?
Yeah, and actually that has happened because our clients recognize that that this is how we do business, and they are voluntarily bringing to us leads and referrals, and we're beginning now to see how much more money we are making off the referrals, because that's already a very high trust relationship. And when you don't have to work that hard to build trust with somebody, you can get to the sale quicker. So here the first client may have taken 4, 5, 6 meetings. Their referral is taking 3 or 4 meetings. I'm interested to see what the referral of the referral is going to do. Maybe we'll be able to make sales in 2 or 3 meetings. I don't know. But we're not lacking. And because our goal is to serve others and to do so in such a way where we truly are serving God by serving others, you know, God's going to take care of us. And we do need to make sure that our business is structured in such a way where we have the systems in place to not miss anything and to give world-class service to our clients. But the part that you can't train somebody to do, the part that you can't put into a system, and maybe you can, maybe Mark will have some way to put this into a system, but is that that desire to have such a high level of integrity that it is obvious to the people you're working with, and they want to bring others to you because, candidly, that level of integrity is sadly lacking in probably all industries, but probably especially in financial services.
I think, Steve, that this week you're talking from a much different dimension than you were last week. That's good to see.
Hmm. Is it higher or lower? Which do you think?
Oh, it's definitely higher. To see that that it can be a win-win instead of a win-lose. Last week it was all about you giving up so that they can get something. This week you're realizing and you're talking about, hey, we both win. They win, they get the best, and I win because of the incredible service. They bring more business, more and more business. That's a win-win. That's not what you were saying last week, at least from what I remember.
And you're right. I think what I was talking about last week was working with that first client. Are you willing to give up something? And we are, and with no expectation of return. Yep. We're willing to do that, and as we have continued to do that, then after you've invested that trust in others and they've invested trust in you, now we're beginning to see the reaping of those rewards. So it's very, very encouraging, very encouraging.
Excellent. That sounds great, Steve. Congratulations.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
Mark Borsmore,
so
are you with us?
I am.
Sorry, we had a delay here. I had a delay in my Mark, are you with us today?
I am.
Okay, great. What would you like to accomplish? What's your thoughts here on our topic today of treasure?
Well, like if it had to be on treasure, it would be on the concept of the four types of giving that, you know, are taught in the Golden Triangle, workbook. And so it's the four different types. So if it was on treasures, I would go ahead and go into that, because that, to me, is a mind-numbing situation. So there's that. That would be very intriguing. There's a conversation with Alan that I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him about. That's just really, I want to talk to him about it because, you know,
well,
he was sharing. Alan was sharing in one of the calls where a client came back and said, we want to pay you more. Alan, have you ever had that happen before?
No, I don't think so.
And, you know, you had, when was this that it happened?
Well, it was about a month ago.
So it was after then what you had done,
yes,
with both.
It was after that.
Is that strange or what?
Well, a lot of strange things out there.
I mean, when you shared that on the call, I'm like, you have got to be joking. That's insane. I mean,
right.
I mean, and so that's just, you know, so I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Alan.
No. I have no thoughts on that at all.
So Alan went ahead and, I don't know, 2-3 months ago, he emailed me and he said, you know, Mark, anything that Synergy bills me, I'm going to go ahead and add 10% to it. And anything Life Masteries bills me, I'm going to add 10% to that. And I'm just going to pay 10% more than whatever I'm billed. And I've never had that happen in like 30 years of business. Never had somebody pay more than they were billed. And I'm just like, that's just very intriguing to me. And I've never heard of anybody else in business ever having that either, ever. And so then, you know, Alan had the same thing happen with one of the conservatories where somebody, so a month or two after Alan did that, he had that same thing happen to him in his business. It's like, now that is just very strange. So, Kevin, I don't know, just weird.
That is weird. But you know what? There's a why behind it. There's something in that whole approach and that affected that person's heart. Alan and his company somehow affected that person's heart.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's
strange, interesting, intriguing. The other topic that I had was, you know, that I was thinking, and maybe, probably not today, but was conflict. And, you know, in the business X-ray, we talk about 1 to 10, how do you handle, you know, conflict? And so it seems like there's, throughout the network, people are addressing conflict in an open way with multiple people, you know, on and recordings and everything. And it's just very strange and intriguing and exciting to me. So again, probably another topic for another time, but that's just very interesting to me.
Karen Carlson, your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting when you talk about paying more than you might be invoiced for or whatever value someone places on a service. For myself, coming from being a massage therapist, it was always kind of uncomfortable when people wanted to tip me. And so when they would ask, and they really were kind of adamant about that, I said, I never expect anything extra, but I will accept it gratefully. And it kind of came from part of my experience of the first place that I worked at. They really wanted to align themselves more with the medical model of massage rather than the spa end of massage. So you don't tip your dentist, you don't tip your doctor, you don't tip. So that was kind of the way I was sort of conditioned, I guess I would say. And so it was interesting. I had an experience just at the end of last week where I gave a massage to somebody that has been going through a lot of personal stuff, and I just felt like if I believe it's my gift, if I believe it's my treasure, then it's my treasure to share. Not that you give it all away, but I believe that there's a certain amount of, you know, giving back. And then I had another woman who had, you know, won a half-off massage, and she, you know, gave me extra at the end. And then she, and I just say this because it's comical to me, but at the end she said to me, "You were surprisingly, amazingly good." And I just laughed because I thought, is that a compliment or not? I'm not sure. it was very comical. It was very comical, but, you know, it just was, you know, I think I exceeded expectations, and I think that's our treasure, is to exceed expectations and do it from a place of service.
Right. Wow, thank you. Teresa, you're on the call. What would you like to share?
Well, hello. I'm just intrigued by this topic. I think our own treasure can be defined differently depending on our business, and it's kind of a constant discovery. It definitely goes beyond money and how we bring value to other people. So I've just enjoyed listening in for today.
Great. Well, we're out of time for today. It's been great having you guys on the phone call. Again, if you have any questions about the material in today's session, you can contact the individual that invited you to participate, or again, you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. Again, 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless. Have an amazing day, and we'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey guys, are you still on?
Yep.
Oh, you still are. Okay, Steve, I didn't know if you got my email. I know there's so many going. There was one about a CPA trailer and a testimony for you to record, and I know you have your own system to do recordings. It would take like 15 seconds once we got it set up. Didn't know if you had time to do that now or if you even saw that. Wanted to make sure to see if you had questions first.
I apologize. I didn't see it. I was dealing with some other high-priority things.
No, I know it just came through yesterday afternoon.
It was yesterday afternoon?
And it was something about starring, let me look it up, starring in, special new CPA trailer video for you to star in. And Mark sent it. And so there was little clips. I'm going to be doing one as well. And so you were selected for that, and I know that you do recordings all the time, so it's okay if you want to do it yourself, but wanted to make sure you saw that, and we could either do it right now, there's a little clip in there, or you could record it on your own time and send it our way.
Is there something I'm to read or some guidance on what I should be saying?
Yeah. Did you find the email, or did you want me to send it over right now?
No, I found the email, but I'm looking through the email seeing...
Okay. So scroll down a little bit. You'll start seeing pictures. Alan's first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you keep going under, so what's the answer in bigger text, there's your piece there.
Oh, yeah.
And you're welcome to maybe read through it. Yeah, everybody has a picture, and I'm a couple down, too. Kevin's there, but he jumped off. I was trying to get him, too. So I didn't know if you wanted to...
Is it being recorded right now?
Actually, yeah, I think it says record call, so it should be on.
So Kevin usually is the one that's recording the calls. Did you do the record button or?
I did not, but I logged into the free conference calling so that I could be ready just in case you were.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and give it a go then.
All right.
And,
sounds great.
I'm just going to read through it. And if I make a mistake, I'll just do it over again.
Right. Easy enough. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
There'll be a pause, and then I'll begin.
Okay.
It's interesting to me that CPAs are in one of the best positions to bring so much added value to business owners and to partner with professionals like me, but they don't. The amount of business they could generate, the profit centers they could have, the value they could bring to their clients would really be amazing. Working and partnering with a CPA or accounting firm who's part of Legacy Partners brings massive value to any business owner in the world. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to give a little pause after that, too. So.
Right. Should I have said my name somewhere in there?
You know, that's a good question. I think I know when we've put trailers together before, we've put text on the screen too. If you want to do a piece that says that really quick, we could always edit them together.
Sure.
Maybe just do it in case.
I'll do it as an intro and an outro.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, so here's the intro. Hi, I'm Steve Minnick. I'm a business owner and a wealth manager. And here's the outro. Thanks so much. I'm Steve Minnick, a business owner doing wealth management. Easy.
Great, I think that should work well. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, that was nice and easy.
Done.
So much. And hope all is well. You were saying you're hitting some priorities, so hope things are going well with you.
Getting some things done. It's challenging. There's a company that owes me about $14,000 in commissions, and I don't know if they're going to pay or when they're going to pay. They should have paid about 3 weeks ago, and they haven't paid. So
right, got to figure out what's going on there.
Interesting life, and I've reached out to the parties in question, so we'll see how that all goes, and it'll be what it will be. So.
All right. Well, hope
thanks
good
so
luck
much,
with
Teresa.
That.
We'll talk
yeah.
with you later.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Yep.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.